Dear Lacey, how do I tell my wife that I want her to be a slut for other men? In particular, a cock-sucking slut. I mean, if this was last week, hell, I probably wouldn't even be writing to you. It's just one of those things that I'd resigned myself to never finding out. A fantasy that would never come true. All men have those, right, Lacey? Things they really want from their partner that they know they're never going to get, but they just keep secretly craving them. That was me, wanting my wife to suck and potentially fuck even other men. And for context, we haven't been married that long. It was kind of a whirlwind romance. She was sweet and kind and beautiful and generous, and she's super sexy, too. Although she hides it often with some of the things she wears. And our sex life is good, fun, just not as adventurous as I'd want it to be. I guess because of that, I started looking online, Lacey, for people to chat with about my desires, my fantasies, and I found this site where men like to talk about fucking my wife, the dirty things they'd say to her, how they'd use her. I really liked that, Lacey. I know I sound like a perv, but I like what I like, and I'm not really ashamed of it. I'm just ashamed of maybe sharing it with you first before I even share it with her, but I really do need a woman's advice. So, on this site, one thing led to another, and one of the guys asked to see a picture of my wife. I was reluctant, for obvious reasons, but I did eventually send them a picture of her. Not full face or anything, just from the nose down, and fully clothed, of course. Nothing really risque. She was smiling with her mouth open. I didn't think about it at the time, but I guess it seemed like incentive for those guys on that site, and some of them started sending me these cum tributes, Lacey, where they'd actually jack off looking at that picture of my wife with her mouth open and cum all over it. My God, Lacey, that was so hot, just to see her cum soaked like that. I know it wasn't real and it was wrong and I shouldn't have shared her picture without her knowledge. Yes, I know all of it is wrong, but still so fucking hot. And I kind of got encouraged to send another one. I took a few more pictures of her recently, smiling. The thing is, Lacey, she has this very distinctive little cluster of tiny beauty marks right above her left lip line, almost right in the corner. It's very distinctive. And a couple days after I sent the last pic, the second pic, one of the men sent me a message that said, "I'd know those cock-sucking lips anywhere." And then he mentioned my wife's real name, Lacey. Of course, I'd never given it out. There's no way he would have known. Other than those beauty marks, which he remarked on, said they made the perfect little bullseye for his cock. There was more in his message, Lacey, about how amazing she was at giving head, how he's never had his cock sucked by another woman who was as good as she was, how he could still hear the sounds of her swallowing his load and begging for more. Of course, I insisted that he must be mistaken because he had to be, Lacey. My wife isn't a cocksucker like that. Don't get me wrong, she's good and she does suck my cock. Although she's never swallowed my cum, but that's not the point of this letter. He said he might even have pictures or video of the time he spent with her. By then I was all in, Lacey. I had to know. I waited a few days, going crazy, thinking about the dirty things this man had said about my wife. It turned me on so much. I came more in the last 2 days than I did on my honeymoon. But it also kind of freaked me out. Who did I marry? Was my wife really a slut for cock? And did I really want that? Anyways, as you might have already guessed, Lacey, it damn well was my wife in those pictures. She was younger, of course, maybe fresh out of college. But there was no denying she loved his cock. Every picture had a smile on her face, cum dripping from the sides of her lips. There were other pictures, too, Lacey. A couple of them had her hand wrapped around his cock with her mouth open wide just under the tip. One of them was actually an action shot where I could see the shot of cum just about to fall on her face shooting from the tip of his dick. And then finally, Lacey, there was another picture of my wife down on her knees with three men surrounding her, all with their dicks out. One right above her mouth and two others that she was jacking off beside her. Well, I'm not ashamed to admit I creamed my pants at that last one, Lacey. How could I not? I asked the guy a few questions, trying to figure out if it really was her. Asked about the tattoo she has on her ankle. He said, and I quote, "The girl who sucked the soul out of his dick didn't have any tattoos." I felt a little relieved by that, Lacey, but what's to say that she didn't get that tattoo after she'd sucked the soul out of his cock? He also said that he never saw a girl who loved cock as much as she did, who could handle three at a time as well as she did. He told me she was so good at jacking him off with both hands, he couldn't even tell which one was dominant. That freaked me out a little too, Lacey, because she can do multiple things with both hands. Granted, she's never stroked my cock with both of her hands. And even after hearing all this and thinking it was hot enough to cream in my pants, I haven't actually decided how I feel about all this, though. I've always kind of had this fantasy with the women I've been with. I wanted it to come true with my wife more than any of the other women. I just never thought it would, and never thought of it as real. Just a fantasy. Now that it is real, or could be real, I don't know how I feel about that. Do I want my wife sucking other dicks, making them come? Oh my god. Just saying it has my dick hard right now, Lacey, but is it going to be as hot in reality as it is in my fantasy? Am I going to be jealous? Angry? Am I going to come before the first guy does? Besides, how would I ever even bring it up with her? I can't tell her how I found out. I mean, I could, but I don't know how she'd react. I don't even know if I know her. And I really don't even know what I'm asking, other than, help me, Lacey. What do I do? Well, my, you've really got yourself in a pickle now, haven't you? You potentially have the hot wife fantasy you've always dreamed of, and now you don't know what to do with it. Here's some advice that you may not want to hear, but I'm going to say it anyways. You need to fess up. You need to tell her what you did, what you like, and why, so that she can fess up on her past life and her past experiences and why she's chosen not to share them with you. Maybe she's changed. Maybe that's not who she is anymore. Maybe she thinks you won't like her if you learn how much she loves cock and cum. Hell, maybe she has an identical twin sister that you don't know about. But the only way to clear the air and figure out the future of your sex life and maybe even marriage is to be honest and open with each other. Not a lot of people do that these days, but those who do are so much happier. If she's not into it, she's not into it. If she is into it and you find you're not into it, so be it too. But figure it out together. I have a feeling you're going to come to one really happy, really hot compromise. Good luck, and of course, let me know how it turns out.